بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصلي على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله وصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات طيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله طيبات، الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله، سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله، التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله، الزاكيات لله، طيبات، الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله، خير الأسماء، التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات، والصلوات والملك لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله، السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات، الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات، الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. My respected and beloved Ustad Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, in one of his discourses he mentioned a very beautiful point. And he mentioned there are more than 6,000 ayat in the Quran that show us, that gives us a direction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayat is a plural of ayatun, which means a verse, or it means a sign. So basically there are more than 6,000 verses in the Quran. There are more than 6,000 signs in the Quran in Majid, directing us, taking us to a path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we ponder over these signs and these verses and these ayat, then it will take us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is our destination. Allah is our goal. As Maulana mentioned, that Allah gave us a tawfiq of going to the maktab, we will learn alif ba'ata. Thereafter Allah ta'ala gave us tawfiq to do hifz of the Qur'an in Majid. After doing hifz, Allah gave us a tawfiq of becoming ulama. And then he mentions that despite all these opportunities Allah ta'ala gave us to learn the Qur'an, to study the Qur'an, to understand the meaning of the Qur'an, still we find many of us have not reached our destination. We have not gained the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a person who is traveling from Durban to Johannesburg, then there are road signs showing him his destination. At strategic points, where you will turn right, where you will turn left, showing him the board, or the board shows what distance he has covered, how many more kilometers are left to reach Johannesburg. So a person follows these signs to reach his destination. And sometimes even with these signs, a person still gets lost. So we have the GPS, the Garmin. And sometimes even with that also the person gets lost. So then he stops at some garage, he asks some person, please show me the direction towards my destination. The person sees how desperate this driver is, he's lost. So he explains to him. Sometimes he draws a sketch or a map for him. And at times he even takes his number and he contacts him while he's driving on the cell phone. That no, how far you've gone, okay, this is the turn you must take. And this is the landmark. Now imagine after getting all these, or all this assistance, having the GPS and having this map and having this person to guide you, and still a person doesn't reach his destination. What will we say? In a similar vein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us signs to ponder over His greatness. Allah has given us signs in our own bodies. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Right now my tongue is speaking. Voice is coming out of my voice box. Your ears are listening. All these are signs showing us the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of us created our own limbs. None of us have the ability to do so. You are able to see me, I am able to see you. The faculty of vision, it is a sign, it is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing us the qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The limbs we have, the ability to move, the ability to talk, to hear, all these things are all signs within ourselves. Then imagine if you look at the mountains, the skies, the oceans, the animals, the plants, the trees. We look at the alternation of the day and night, the creation of the skies and the earth, and all the things that Allah Ta'ala has created. All these things show us. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. In everything there is a sign showing us that there is only one Allah. Tawheed of Allah, the oneness of Allah, the existence of Allah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, in our case,
Like sometimes, maybe when you're traveling, it's not a very long distance, a short distance, so somebody tells you to follow him. He says, never mind, you follow my car. So we have a guide that Allah Ta'ala has sent to us, and that is the best of guides. And that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So having this guide of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after the guide of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his demise, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, the awliya Allah, the ulama, the mashayikh, we have these guides together with the Quran and the Sunnah to make us lead, or to lead us towards our goal and destination, and to gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes we create some blockades, some obstruction ourselves in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the blockades of sins, ma'asiyat, dhunub, atham. These sins become an impediment, they become an obstacle, they block, they obstruct our pathway towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah Rabbul Izzat desires from us that if you want to come close to me, if you want to reach me, you want to gain my ma'rifat, then these blockades that you have created, you're going to remove it. And therefore Allah gives us a tawfiq and hidayat to make tawbah and istighfar, which we mentioned the other night. The importance of tawbah and istighfar, the importance of dhikrullah. When a person remembers Allah Rabbul Izzat, dhikr is a polish of the heart. It purifies the heart. It removes these blockades from his path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thorns are removed. The thorns of sin are removed. And the person's path becomes a very easy way, an easy path and road to travel upon. Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned 10 ways of gaining the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll just briefly go through these 10, inshallah. If we listen attentively with the intention, Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq of making amal. Al-asbabul jalibah. These are the 7, or these are the 10 asbab, the means of gaining the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the very first one he mentions, at-tadabbur fil Qur'an. This Qur'an that we have, as I mentioned, more than 6,000 verses. When a person understands the meaning of the Qur'an, what is my Allah telling me? What is my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking me to do? What is He prohibiting me from? What does my Allah require from me? And for this we have to make tadabbur fi Qur'an. Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not reflect and ponder over the Qur'an, or are there locks in their heart? So we have to unlock these locks of the heart. And for us who do not understand Arabic, then we have to sit in the discourses of the ulama, the mashayikh, and see what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning in the Qur'an. 30 juz, Ramadan will come inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq of reciting the Qur'an. But make it a firm intention now that let me understand, what am I listening to? What am I reading? And therefore we have tafsir programs, and in the different bayans also various ayat are mentioned, the explanation tafsir of these verses are given. And then we have authentic tafasir in English to make us understand the gist of what we are reading. So we have no excuse not to make tadabbur fil Quran. Of course, a person who understands Arabic better and who has gone through all the different sciences, then he has a better understanding. And the more better and deeper understanding you have of the Quran, meaning of the Quran, and you ponder and reflect, then of course, the greater the muhabbat you should have in your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first thing is, التدبر في القرآن وقراءة القرآن بالتدبر والتفهم. The second one is, so we understood the first one, is pondering over the verses of the Quran. The Quran is a 30 para letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashayikh mentioned that when your beloved, and we're not talking about illicit relationship, you are gone overseas and your wife sends you a letter, or your beloved mother sends you a letter, so you will read the letter a couple of times. You keep it, you fold it, put it in your pocket, whenever you get a chance again you'll open it. You read it once, you read it twice, you read it 100 times, you understood it. But each time you read it, you're enjoying it. Somebody looking at you sees you smiling. So he can understand that you're enjoying something what you are reading. This is the how we should be reciting the Quran, understanding the Quran. There are certain verses that will cause us to shudder and shake. The hair on the body will rise. Ikrama, radiallahu ta'ala, he would take the Quran, kiss the Quran, he say, Hada kitab rabbi, hada ahdu rabbi. This is the book of my Allah. And so the second point is, second mean, it means of gaining Allah Ta'ala's love is at-taqarrub ila Allah bin nawafil. We mentioned in one hadith, or previously we explained a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he says, Allah Ta'ala says, man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Whoever becomes an enemy of any of my friends, Allah says, I declare war upon him. This is a very serious statement. Don't ever interfere with any friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you do so, you hurt the person's feeling, and you interfere with him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares war upon you. Then the hadith explains that no person has gained closeness to me, that is more beloved to me than the faraid, those things that I have made compulsory upon you. Then if a person brings that in his life, that is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the fard namaz that we read, the faraid, the roza we'll keep, zakat, hajj, etc. is a faraid that Allah wants this first from us. This is the most beloved to Allah ta'ala. And then Allah then Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي, that my banda has not gained closest to me except through nafil that he reads. The more nafil he reads, the more closer and closer now you're going gain to you go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through nafil, now you are gaining more proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After doing the fard, now you do nafil. Nafil sadaqah, nafil namaz, nafil rozas. All these things bring a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hatta uhibba. Until Allah says, I begin to love the person. And when I love the person, then I become his ears through which he hears, his eyes through which he sees, his hands with which he touches, and his feet which he walks with. And ulama explain, then the person will only listen to haqq, he'll only see the truth, he'll only speak the truth, he'll only touch those things which Allah has made permissible, he'll only walk to those things that Allah has made permissible for him. So first, understanding the Quran, or reading the Quran with understanding. Second, by doing a lot of nafil. And then the third one is dhikrullah. Making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dawamu dhikrihi subhanahu wa ta'ala ala kulli hal. In all conditions, a person must make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Arif Billah Rahmatullahi alayhi wa Shaykh used to say, mudawamat of dhikr. A person doesn't make dhikr only on a Thursday or Monday or whichever day, or once a week or once in his once a month when he goes for Hajj or Umrah. No. It is all the time, perpetually. In other words, he finds a time to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes it is with his tongue. Sometimes it is with his heart. And it is with his limbs. In other words, he does those things that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You make my dhikr, you remember me. Allah says, I will remember you. So this is also a means and a way of gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran recitation with tadabbur. Second, we sit through nawafil. And third, through dhikrullah. Then the fourth way is by giving preference. Itharu mahabbihi subhanahu wa ta'ala ala mahabbika inda ghalabatil hawa. When a person is now becoming enticed and overpowered by worldly desires or carnal desires. So he's got something which is beloved to him. Something of this world. At that time he must give preference to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a lengthy verse. قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. So in this entire verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain aspects of dunya which a person generally loves: his wealth, his parents, his brothers, and the business he does, the trade, and the money that he accumulates. All those things when those things become more beloved in his life, more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and striving in the path of Allah, then Allah says, فَتَرَبَّصُوا, then he must await Allah's punishment. So at all times a person gives preference to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the love of anything in this world. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, those who believe in Allah, they have love for things in this world, natural love for your wife, for your children, for your business, for your property, but the love of Allah is ashad. It is more. More in comparison to the love that you have for those which are things which are permissible for you. Of course, not those which are impermissible for you. That is not accepted at all. Permissible things also. Sometimes Allah, the call of salah is given, the adhan is given. And now you have to go towards the masjid. And at that time, perhaps it's your little child that is drawing your attention. Now what do? You have love for the child, it is permissible. But you give preference to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the love of your child. So this is the fourth way of gaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fifth one, مُطَالَعَةُ الْقَلْبِ لِأَسْمَائِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَصِفَاتِهِ. When a person ponders and reflects over the names of Allah and the qualities of Allah. For example, Allah is Rahman, He is Rahim, He is so merciful, He is Ghafoor, He is of forgiving. So when you ponder over the great names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz, Al-Hakim, Allah is all-powerful, Allah is all-wise, then you will develop in your heart the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you do not know the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or anything, you don't know the name of anything, then how will you gain the love of that thing? In this world we see, the very first thing the person falls into love with some other person, he wants to know her name, she wants to know his name. Here we're talking about true love, real love, al-ishq al-haqiqi, the real love, that is the love that we should have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you ponder over the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدِعُوهُ بِهَا, the names, the 99 names of Allah Rabbul Izzat, in the hadith that is mentioned. Look at each name and ponder and reflect how beautiful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How beautiful is His name, His Jalal and His Jamal. All these things will create muhabbat in our heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, the sixth point is, مُشَاهَدَةُ بِرِّهِ وَإِحْسَانِهِ وَنِعَمِهِ الظَّاهِرَةِ وَالْبَاطِنَةِ. To witness Allah Ta'ala's kindness, affection, compassion, His generosity that He showers upon us. In other words, we ponder over the favors and the boons and the ni'mat Allah has given us, the external and internal. When a person ponders over the different bounties Allah has given him, a person was saved from an accident. So Allah saved him. He reflects over this. Allah saved me. Person could have been shot dead. Allah Ta'ala made some asbab and saved him, protected his life. Person was very ill, he had some sickness, and he became cured. So Allah Ta'ala saved him. So when a person looks at Allah's favors upon him, he had no food, and suddenly there was food for him. When a person ponders over these ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, external and internal, then this also brings about the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat in his heart. Then the seventh one, and this is the most important one, and he says, إِنْكِسَارُ الْقَلْبِ كُلِّيَّتِهِ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. When a person completely submits himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word is inkisar. When you yield before Allah Rabbul Izzat, you submit, you surrender, you show your helplessness before Allah Rabbul Izzat, you understand, He is my Mawla, I am His abd, I am His slave. When you do this, and the best position in salah for this is sajda. When a person is in sajda, he's got his forehead on the ground. He's showing in Arabic what we say, at-tadallul. Or in dua, Ya Allah, you forgive me. Ya Allah, only you can do. Ya Allah, I'm weak. Ya Allah, I'm begging you. So when a person behaves like a beggar before Allah Rabbul Izzat, he becomes an abd, a servant, a slave before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He shows complete submission to Allah. Then he begins to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The eighth one is al-khalwatu bihi subhanahu wa ta'ala waqtan nuzulil ilahi. To remain in solitude at the time of manifestation of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is referring to the latter part of the night, the time of the Hajjud, when everything is so serene, quiet, when everybody is sleeping. وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ, everybody is fast asleep. At that time when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're making tahajjud salah, and those tears are running down your cheeks, or you engage in dua, or in recitation of the Qur'an, or in dhikrullah. And that's such a beautiful time. It is a special time. Tahajjud is the da'bu salihin. It is the practice of the righteous one. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. So at that time, this is the time, the last part of the night, just before Fajr. At that time, his heart, his mind, his body, his soul, his limbs are engaged in communion with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Because everything is so quiet and so still. At other times, everybody else is with you. But here, this is also a person's sincerity, that nobody else is watching him besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. So at this time, he gets khalwa. Khalwa means solitude. And number nine is mujalasatul muhibbin as-sadiqin, to sit in the company of the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you sit in the company of a pious person, you will hear righteous things, you will hear good talks, you will hear dini talks, iman, yaqeen, he will hear things that will bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You sit with an evil person, what will you hear? You'll hear vulgar language, cheating, swearing, abusive, immodest, immoral language. Rasulullah gave an example of مَثَلُ الْجَلِيسِ الصَّالِحِ وَالْجَلِيسِ السُّوءِ. The example of a pious person, sitting in the company of a pious person, and the example of sitting in the company of an evil one, is like the pious person has been likened to a person who sells perfumes or itar. Now when you go buy a perfume or buy itar, so either this person will give you, the perfume seller will give you a perfume for free, they'll give you a gift, so you will gain this, the aroma of that, or the fragrance of that itar or that perfume. Or you will purchase it from him, and then you'll apply it. So if he did not give you a gift, or neither did you purchase it from him, but you remain in his shop, for the duration of time when you are in his company, in his shop, the different fragrance of the different perfumes that were present in his shop, automatically you benefit from that perfume. That is exactly the example of sitting in the company of a pious person. Sometimes he will say some things. He will teach you some things. At times he may remain silent. But even in his silence you will benefit. And the converse is, like you go and visit a blacksmith, and he's busy with a furnace, and there's fire, and he's got his steel. And if you are standing close by, perhaps your garment will get burnt because of the sparks it will emit. Or at least, what will happen? You will get the smell of the smoke that is in his shop. And you'll wait to just run out of that place. That is the example of an impious person sitting in his company. And therefore, the ulama and mashayikh have mentioned this point, that by sitting in the company of the real lovers of Allah, you also will gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. And finally, number 10 is mubaadatu kulli sababin yahulu bayn al-qalbi wa bayn Allah azza wa jal. Refraining and staying far away from all those things that will come in between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes sinning. Allah does not like us to disobey Him. So all those things, as we mentioned in the beginning, as Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentioned, we have blockades of sins in our path. So exact like that, these sins, we have to stay far away from them. Muba'ada. The word in Arabic, ba'id, means far. So if a person stays far away, how was it? Arif Billah Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, Asbabi gunasi muba'adat. All those things that will take us to guna, stay far away from it. When a person does that, he's doing it for the sake of Allah. Allah will give him his muhabbat. So these are the 10 things that inshallah, if we ponder and reflect over it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us tawfiq of making amal on these things, and inshallah gradually, slowly, One by one, you will gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is what we all are aspiring for. Whether it is through dhikr, or through our salat, or through roza, the month of Ramadan is coming. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to observe the month of Ramadan with afiyat and sihat and barakat and rahmat. But it is an occasion where it is a bond between a lover and his beloved. Treat Ramadan like that. Not just like a custom ritual that is happening. In this Ramadan, I want to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person goes for Hajj in Arafat, what is it? He's gone crazy in the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hey, this devil is wearing ihram, covered with dust, he's crying, he's raising his hands. A person goes for Umrah and he's standing before the Kaaba and he's looking at the Kaaba and the tears are flowing. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To love Allah Rabbul Izzat, these are the ways and the means of mashayikh and ulama have shown us. Adopt these means. And inshallah we will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give us and instill in our hearts His true love. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. He said, Durr Sharif, inshallah. As we mentioned so many times, take the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat with dhyan, concentration. The name Allah has got such sweetness in it. Allah, it brings such taste, such lazzat, sweetness on our tongue and on our heart.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله يا الله Put into our heart your true muhabbat and ishq, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your lovers, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become insane in your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill our heart with your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be overflowing with your love, my Allah. And the love of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us true dhakireen and shakireen. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making amal whatever we heard tonight, my Allah.
Ya Allah, we want to gain your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can only gain your muhabbat, ya Allah, through your assistance and your tawfiq and your karam and your fadl and your ihsan and kindness, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all those things that would keep us away from you, my Allah. Protect us from gunas, my Allah. Big and small, ya Allah. Forgive us completely for every single sin that we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us, ya Allah, in our a'mal, in our deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Barakat in our homes, in our families, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, yadat. Give us the sweetness of iman, give us taqwa, ya Allah. Help us to keep our rozas properly, my Allah, in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, to make tilawat abundantly, ya Allah. To understand the meaning of the Quran, my Allah. To make your dhikr, and, ya Allah. To read salatul taraweeh, ya Allah, properly, my Allah. The 20 rakats, my Allah, every single day. Ya Allah, don't make us become sick or ill. That we have missed our roza, or missed our taraweeh, or any salah. Ya Allah, help us to establish our 5 times salah. Ya Allah, especially in the month of Ramadan, don't make us miss any salah, my Allah, with jama'at, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to engage ourselves in dua, in tawbah, in istighfar, in the month of Ramadan, especially. Ya Allah, and especially the time before iftar. Give us tawfiq, ya Allah, of raising our hands and begging from you, my Allah. Don't make any one of us mahroom of your rahmat and barakat and your maghfirat in the month of Ramadan. Don't make any one of us be amongst those who are cursed in the month of Ramadan. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِيَّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ Don't make us become those who are ashqiya, those who are shaqiya, unfortunate ones, ya Allah. Make us be among the su'ada, the lucky ones, my Allah, who will gain from your rahmat and your maghfirat. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. Ya Allah, so many underwent operations, going under operations, my Allah. Give them complete shifa and sukoon and rahat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who have passed on, ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, ya Allah, and make them maghfirat, ya Allah, grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Baril jannatul baqi, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy water from his mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter jannat without any reckoning, ya Allah. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات يا الله whatever tamanna we have arzu we have fulfill all our jais tamanna and arzu may Allah whatever mushkilat we have ya Allah whatever worries we have apprehension and fears remove those fears and difficulties ya Allah make our children become the coolness of our eyes ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله give us حلال طيب روزي ما الله make our sustenance become easy for us make us use it in the correct ways ما الله يا الله غائبين حاضرين سبك دعاء قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب